This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
We continue our conversation today with Diane Creek, the health director of the Tow River Health District. I guess COVID-19 is kind of like the flu and everything else. There's really not much of a treatment. They don't have a magic pill they can give you to make you feel better, do they?
They do not. The president and the FDA and the experts are working on some drugs that can potentially help, but they're experimental at this point. So, and they're not going to just be for anybody. I think they're going to be mostly used for people that are in the hospital who are super sick, you know, severely sick. So,
the majority of folks that get this, it's just going to be kind of like having, I guess the best example is just the flu, and you just have to live through it, work it out. And I guess the ones that wind up in the hospital, the ones that get in trouble, are the ones like that get into respiratory problems and stuff like that, they can't breathe.
Yes. So what it does is it can range anywhere from the symptoms are super mild, you know, it just feels like a cold.
Right.
Or it can range to more flu-like symptoms where you have body aches and some nausea and things like that. Or you are usually even in the high-risk category, you can end up in the hospital. The virus causes pneumonia. And so those people that are in the hospital that you see on TV, they have pneumonia. And so they're on ventilators and they're struggling to breathe. And so that's where they go with that.
Okay.
I mean, that's what happens.
How's the best way to handle, like, if you think you're sick and you decide you're going to self-isolate?
Yes.
What about the rest of the family members? What's the best way to handle that? Because you don't want to give it to them.
Right. So if you're lucky and your house has a bedroom with a separate bathroom, like a master bathroom, then you stay in that master bathroom and that master bedroom and keep everybody else out. They can use the rest of the house. You need to stay in that area. If you aren't lucky enough to have that separate bathroom, then if you're sharing a bathroom with the rest of the family, then make sure when you're done using that bathroom, whether even taking a shower, your personal hygiene stuff, clean those countertops, clean the tub out, just clean the hard surfaces in that bathroom so that it's clean for the rest of your family when they come in. Just make sure you clean your house if you're sick.
As this goes on, and it's kind of like we've had our first positive test in Mitchell County, everything's changing constantly, we're all hearing stuff. What's the best way to really get the straight skinny on this?
Not from your neighbor. The rumors are just rampant right now. The best way to stay informed with good, valuable, accurate information is through North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services website. So it's NCDHHS.gov, and there's a lot of coronavirus information on that website. Or you can get on the CDC website. There's a lot of good information on that website as well. Or you can text COVID-NC to 898-211 to get text updates. Or you can like the health department Facebook page, because we're trying to keep people updated, and we're using CDC and Department of Health and Human Service information on that website, on that Facebook page.
So those would all be good places to
go.
Well, in the meantime, folks, the most important thing I would say, I've been saying all along more than anything else, is wash your hands.
Yeah.
But that is important, but stay home.
Stay home.
I think stay home right now. Just enjoy the time where you can be at home. Get you a gazebo. And don't let them all sit with you. Just like, you know, take advantage of your yard. We're going to have some nicer weather. It's getting to be real spring weather. So, but just not with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Stick with family close by. try, yeah, and then go from,
yeah,
there.
Go outside in your yard. Spend some time out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah. It'll make us all feel better.
That's right.
Thank you for what you and everybody at all three health departments. Of course, what Tow River Health District does is takes care of our health departments in Avery County, in Yancey County, and in Mitchell County. And we appreciate what you do, your nurses, your staff. It's a hard time for all you guys. So just know we got you back. And if there's anything we can do, just let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Our guest today and on last Friday is Diane Creek, who is the Health Director of the Tow River Health District. We appreciate Diane taking a few minutes to sit down and talk with us about the coronavirus and some really good information for all of us. If you did not get to hear a Friday's program or would like to hear both programs again, or maybe would like to tell a friend to listen to them to get some good information, remember you can go online to our website and just go to Community Close-Up and you'll see them right there. Again, thank you to Diane Creek of the Tow River Health District, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.